Chapter 92. More hours passed, and then with hands cuffed, feet shackled, mouths taped, and hoods over their heads, they were stuffed in an SUV with blacked-out windows and driven for a long time. Shaw had been counting off the seconds in his head, and while they were not on major highways, at least that he could tell, their speed had been pretty consistent and at least 60 miles an hour, from the sound of the engine and the whine of the wind outside the truck. When the vehicle finally pulled to a stop, he had a rough gauge, 9 hours, in which direction he wasn't certain, though he didn't think it was likely it had been back west toward Montreal or south to the United States. Security between the U.S. and Canada wasn't that tight, but four hooded and trussed-up figures in an SUV would have raised at least modest curiosity along the way. If not, there was no hope ever of border security. That left the direction they'd gone in as north or east. 9 hours due east in Canada at 60 miles an hour would also have taken them through Maine in the United States in order to reach New Brunswick or farther along to Nova Scotia. And when the Yukon had cut off, the largest city they had been near was Quebec. From there to Halifax in Nova Scotia was far longer than the approximate distance they'd driven. For those reasons, Shaw concluded they'd been heading more north than east, skirting the border with America but not crossing it. They had been allowed one bathroom break along the side of the road, and then they were off again. Later, the vehicle's doors opened, and they were forced to lie face down, partially on top of each other in the back cargo area. For one terrible moment, Shaw thought this was it. Execution time. From the quickening breaths of his companions, he deduced they were thinking the same thing. Instead, a heavy tarp was thrown over them, and a voice said, "Not a sound, or your friend is dead." Truck doors closed, and the vehicle drove on. Then it stopped. Doors popped open again. There was talk. The doors closed again, and the vehicle pulled forward haltingly, and then stopped. Whatever they were on now, it was not solid ground, Shaw could tell. The truck was moving, though the engine was off. Only it was moving slightly, up and down and side to side. Or at least whatever it was on was doing that. A few minutes passed, and Shaw heard more noises, including the clanging of a bell and feet moving fast. There was lurch and the sensation of something sliding away, like a train leaving a station platform. The first real jolt he felt answered the question. "We're on a boat," he thought. "Probably a car ferry."